Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. So it's winter. And let's just say that you are stuck in the snow.
Okay.
What are the top three things that you should do? I mean, if you're in your car, you're stuck in the snow. What are the top three things that you should do?
You know, we live in Arizona, so I deal with this all the time.
Exactly.
I have no idea. To keep your car running.
Well, you want to crack the window.
Okay.
So that this way the exhaust doesn't come in and kill you.
Right, but you still won't freeze to death because the car is not turned off.
Exactly.
Call for help. Get your phone out and call for help.
Yeah, you could do that.
Eat your passengers?
No, that only happens in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
And you're a soccer team and the plane crashes.
I'm just trying to think of things I would do. What is it? What is the solution?
Okay, well, you did have one of them.
I did.
Call for help.
Right.
Okay, so this guy is stuck in the snow outside Salt Lake City. And he can't even open the car doors because he's in a wheelchair.
That's a lot of snow.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But plus he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So he's got to open the door, swing his legs out, you know, get the chair there. And it's like a whole process. So he decides to get his drone and then he clips a note to it that says help. And then he flies his drone to like the nearest house.
That is so smart.
And just then the drone's sitting out there at the kitchen window going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Because he can see the camera. So yes. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Okay. And then guy comes out. He's like, what? And then there's a note for that just says help on the drone.
And then he follows the drone
to the guy.
That's so smart.
Isn't that something?
I could have had 10 drones sitting in my back seat. I wouldn't have thought this is how I'm going to save myself.
No, I would have crashed. It just would have been. Do you remember when Barry brought his drone in?
Yeah. And he smacked against every single wall upstairs.
Yes. And I'm like, you are a certified flight instructor. I mean, and you can't do a drone.
One time Barry's son, this was a long time ago. He purchased a drone for photography purposes.
He still does that.
And he was like trying to show me in the parking lot. He's like, no matter where it goes, it's got a home beacon. It can't get lost. And so he flies it up in the air and then we see it flying away. And then he's just like, I'll just let go of it. It's going to come back. Waiting. Waited. Never came back.
It never came back? I didn't know that happened.
I had to go find it.
Oh my gosh.
But this was a long time ago. Like that was the early technology of the drones because he was on the drone thing early.
Well, I flew my drone like 2 or 3 miles away and I hit the home button because I didn't know where the heck it was.
Right. I'm going to steer it to get back. Did it come home?
Yes, it did.
That's good.
It did. Because that thing was like, I think it's like $800.
Oh yeah. I've got my son a cheap one, but you get what you pay for when it comes to technology like that. I mean, it gets like 4 feet off the ground and it's done. Yeah, it's done.
And on that happy note, welcome everybody. It's Kim Commando Today. It is, as I like to say, our daily fun podcast where we talk about all things digital. That's right. And of course, Andrew is always here with me. He's my co-host. Say hi, Andrew.
Hi, Kim.
So what do you have coming up?
Well, internet went crazy. Viral TikTok video of a woman exposing some of the ghost kitchens in her neighborhood that she finds on delivery apps. And we're going to expose some of them here in the Valley of the Sun.
Well, you know, speaking of TikTok going viral, I guess there's some new trend now. It's called salad sandwiches.
Salads? I haven't seen this one. Yeah, it's all
like
over TikTok.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I saw it on Good Morning America. They said that it was like this whole viral thing that's going on. So what it is, you take like a hoagie roll.
Okay.
And then you put like lettuce and tomato and peppers and more like stuff that you put in a salad, like carrots and maybe some celery. And then you put some mayonnaise on it or salad dressing. And then primarily you're going to use like a salami or a ham. And then they're calling it your salad sandwich.
That's just a salami sandwich.
I know.
We should try and go viral with PB&J. We're going to take peanut butter and jelly and put in the same sandwich.
I know. I was sitting there. I'm watching this whole segment. And like the big gal at Good Morning America, she's like getting all excited. Like, so I could put tomatoes on it too?
Is this the one where you chop it up like really, really small pieces?
Yes.
Okay, I have seen this one. Okay.
Okay. But
it's just a sandwich.
With lettuce and tomato on it.
Jeez. You're putting cheese on that? That's amazing.
I have some tech phrases that we use that we're not using anymore.
No?
Because everything's all outdated.
Okay.
Like.
Then that means I'm probably still using.
Like check the fax machine.
Yeah. I haven't seen a fax machine in a millennia.
Okay. You remember, that was like big technology then.
Oh, yeah. Send me a fax or they're going to fax you a menu. Ooh, look at this. This is the future.
It's here. It's here now. It is. And I have a serious story about Facebook.
Okay.
How they're using all of our images to train AI. But I have a solution on how you can.
Don't put anything on Facebook?
Well, that too. But how you can opt out.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get to all of that, just a quick reminder to everybody who's watching us live right now, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, which is 1:30 p.m. on the East Coast. Do the math. Yes. Square root of 2.
X all for X. Yes, 1:30.
Is your son doing algebra yet?
Yes, pre-algebra. He just started.
Oh, that's why you know
fourth
this.
Fourth grade, yes.
I'm sitting there, I was like going over the Y. I haven't done that for a while.
But I'm still in the stage where I can help. He's in a gifted school. I truly believe I'm 8 months away from not being able to help with his homework anymore.
You know, that happened to me.
Go ask Siri.
When Ian started Mandarin.
Oh.
Okay, so I didn't really, like the first couple of times I'm like, here, I can help you with your homework. Okay, so I go over and I'm like, I'm looking at like, ooh.
Do you think you could take easier classes?
Is that Kung Pao shrimp?
Did he ever speak Mandarin? Like, yes. Did he get a hang of it and everything?
Yes, he
Good
did.
Good for him. Yes. I knew he was taking it.
Yeah, we took it forever. But it's really hard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
English is really hard for most of us.
Exactly. So if you are watching us live, make sure that you hit that big old share button, even if it's just to like one person.
That's enough.
I mean, you must have like one friend.
Right. Or some sort of dummy account that's also your account that you use to do, you know, bad things on the internet. Just share it with that one.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We'll take the credit.
And if you're listening to us as a podcast, we love that too. And don't forget, you can always get it live or on demand. And that's the way it is. And just a quick reminder that we are giving away a $1,000 PC or Mac. And you can enter to win over at commando.com/win. That's KOMANDO.com. Commando.com/win.
Can I get a $500 PC and a $500 Mac if I win?
Yeah, you could do that.
Wow. I thought you were going to shoot me down there. That's awesome.
No, I think you could. But let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
$500 Mac.
Yeah, I'm sure they have those, right? The budget Macs?
Not really sure. That might be a Big Mac. Okay.
You can't even get an iPhone for $500.
Nothing. All right. So I've never really been a big Simpsons fan. I know. I'm like that one person in America.
I think I watched it pretty religiously for the first decade. And then the last 40 years, I don't think I've watched an episode. I mean, it is the longest running television show besides 60 Minutes, I think.
Well, they've made a lot of predictions over the year.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Disney acquiring 20th Century Fox. Elon Musk takes over Twitter. The global pandemic.
Trump winning the presidency.
Oh, that's right there too. Okay. So they also predicted, I guess, the Apple Vision Pro back in 2016. Mr. Burns hires Marge, Bart, and Lisa, and Maggie for a VR family trial. Okay. And they all slap on these VR glasses that look coinky dinky, a lot like Apple's Vision Pro.
I don't know if it's a coincidence. I mean, it absolutely looks like the Vision Pro. Matt Groening, he's the one who created The Simpsons. There is this whole internet thing where he's got a time machine because he's constantly predicting things, going in the future and coming back and making the shows. But you sent me the article, and I'm like, those look exactly like
they do.
The
it looks
Apple
just
Pros.
Like it. It looks exactly. So, so I went out on the internet and mm-hmm. I found some videos of people actually using the Vision Pro.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a look at the first one. It's a guy driving the car, I believe. Here he is in a self-driving Tesla.
Which is fine. I mean, if it's self-driving, you don't have to have your hands on. You can sit there and mess with your Apple device.
Okay. But there he is. He's got his Vision Pro on until this happens.
He got pulled over.
Yes.
For what reason?
Well, I think the whole Tesla self-driving mode may be illegal in some states.
Okay.
I had a Tesla. I would never, ever trust that self-driving.
Never?
Never. Never. You know what? Let me tell you, I was so excited to buy a Tesla. I really was. I was like, you know what? This is the car of the future. Last summer, I was like, you know, and I ordered it and I ordered a Plaid because I figured out if you're going to go big, you might as well go get the car that you, you know, top of the line.
Right. Is that the one with the wing doors?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no, that's like the mom mobile and the family mobile.
Mom's pretty rich.
Okay. The Tesla is, it's a supercar. It's fast.
Right.
And it has like ludicrous mode, which I mean, I hit the button once and my neck like went like back. I mean, the G forces were something. And so I thought like, oh, I'm going to try like the whole self-driving mode. And it cost like, at that time, it's like $15,000 feature.
Okay. Okay.
So I was going down the street and there was like the street ended. The car would have kept going.
It didn't know to turn or stop?
No, no. It was like just going.
That's
at like
not good.
30 miles an hour. Another time it was veering into a truck. Okay. A motorcycle. It didn't see the motorcycle.
How? And this was just last year?
Yeah. Okay. So I decided like this was like a really bad idea to try self-driving mode. But you know, my sister has a Tesla and she'll drive it from Orange County to Santa Barbara, hands off on the freeway. Without any issue.
What do you think the difference is of your neighborhood and highways in California?
Well, I think if there are bona fide lanes on the road,
okay,
that it's looking for those kind of things. But I also didn't like, you know, I had to go take it to a charging station. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just after a while, you're like, well.
But there are people who stand. I mean, I have self-driving in my vehicle. I have a Mitsubishi. And if you're on the highway, you can turn on the cruise control. And then the cruise control has self-driving. But the most annoying part is you have to have your hands on the steering wheel at all times.
Yes.
There's sensors.
Right.
So what's the point? I might as well just drive.
Well, but the coolest thing about the Tesla wasn't the fact that it was super fast.
Okay.
And that, you know, it had a long range. It has this big tablet and, you know, it doesn't work with Apple CarPlay. But the best thing about the Tesla was, you know
what is the best thing about the Tesla?
The car farts.
The car farts?
Yes. Is that the horn? You can make it fart.
Change the audio?
Yes.
Now, of course, that's the first thing you did.
Like, this is so fun. Can't make my G-Wagon fart. This is great, crazy.
So did you get rid of it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
You and your husband are car people.
I know.
Tonight, and just keep it in your garage part of the collection.
Okay, but the funniest part was, so now I go to sell it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so full self-driving mode. At that time, I paid $15,000. They reduced it to $12,000.
So you just lost some money.
Yeah, right. I mean, all across the board, lost money on this car. And so the guy wants the full self-driving mode. And so I call Tesla. And well, first of all, they said that they told the dealer that the full self-driving mode was not transferable from me to the second owner.
Is it? So obviously it's a service, not a part in the
car. It's a software update.
Okay.
Okay.
But the software's already on there.
Hello.
But okay. I guess you're just licensed, like anything else, you're just licensing it to yourself.
So I called Tesla.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so you're trying to tell me, customer service, very nice guy. I said, so you're trying to tell me that if I sell my Plaid with full self-driving mode, that $12,000 that I spent 2 months ago. $15,000, right. 2 months ago is not transferable. And he said, that's correct. And I said, so let me ask you again, because I'm going to ask you the same question. If I buy a Tesla, and I go through the whole thing,
uh-huh.
And he says, no, it's not transferable. I said, okay, do you mind if I record you saying this? I said, because I write for the Daily Mail and USA Today nice. And Fox News.
Good poll.
And aside from being on 510 radio stations, I want to make sure that I'm hearing this correctly. And he says, Miss Commando, hold on. Then he came back and he said, it's transferable.
Oh.
Lucky me.
So if you want to make sure it's transferable, just get a radio show, be on 500 stations, and write for multiple online publications. That's all it takes.
And that's it.
Easy peasy.
All right. So back to the Vision Pro.
Yes.
Take a look at the way, you're like this. Take a look at the way that this guy watches sports.
That's a lot of screens.
How many screens is that?
He's got 5 videos playing. And then he's got a browser with what looks to be Twitter on the right side. And then looks like some kind of stats on the left side. Yeah, there's sports stats right there. It looks lonely though.
Well, yeah.
It looks kind of isolated and lonely.
Because you just have these glasses on your head.
Yeah, these people are posting their videos. This one guy was showing the basketball game and how big you can make the screen. So it's like a virtual 90-inch screen, and then you can change it and you can put things behind you. That was the weird thing. He opened a browser that had YouTube on it, and then he placed it behind him.
Oh, wow.
So then he could look back and see the YouTube behind him. It's wild, but it looks lonely.
So how many screens, because you're a big sports guy, how many screens do you have?
At my house? In my living room, I have 2 75-inch TVs. One is in the area with the fireplace and all that jazz. And then another is hidden behind a painting.
Oh, nice.
And when I want to watch two games at the same time, I just pull back the painting and there's the other.
Okay. So now do you have split screens on any of them?
No.
Just two games.
So for an NFL Sunday, I'll have NFL Red Zone on one TV and then the Cardinals game or the local game on the other.
Okay. So now but you're not watching the game with anybody, right?
No.
Okay. So then why do you say it's lonely putting this Vision Pro on versus just sitting in your living room watching?
It's the first thing I felt. It just felt lonely. Like, I have my dogs there, or I'll have people over. You know, my girlfriend will come over, or my friends will come over and watch the game. But when you sent me that video and I clicked on it, that's the first thing I felt. I just felt lonely.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay, so now we have one more video of people using the Vision Pros. Okay, so it's, four people at a dinner party?
Right.
Okay, and so they all have the Vision Pros on. Okay, and they're serving wine, having conversation.
What's the point of wearing them at the meal with everyone? Oh, they're not all in the same spot?
No, they are. They're all around
so
the same table.
So why are they wearing them?
Well, this is what I didn't understand. Why would you have a dinner party with 4 VR glasses on?
When you're right there in real life.
Yes.
I mean, the VR glasses is supposed to enhance your current situation, but take them off and talk to each other.
I guess you could maybe be in the metaverse. Something like that, maybe in a virtual game.
Right. They're not sure. Together? But most of the videos that people are posting online, you're seeing what they're seeing through the vision. They just posted themselves sitting there having dinner with goofy goggles on.
Okay. But maybe they're just trying to say, like, look at how much money we have.
That's true.
Because each
status
one.
Thing.
Yes. Like, you know, all four of us, you know, you can't get one, but somehow all four of us got one.
Have you had them yet? Have you seen them yet?
You know what? I haven't even placed an order for them.
No.
Because I'm still waiting for my eyeball to get.
Oh, yeah. Because all the settings and personalization they do.
Yes. And so I don't want to go spend all that money and then so this coming Monday, I have to go get a couple of stitches out. So probably just be you and Allie doing the pod next Monday. So that's going to change my vision. So every time they take out stitches from my coronary transplant, my vision changes.
And how many stitches do you have left?
14.
Oh, that's going to be a while.
Yeah. So yeah. I think I'm looking at the Apple Vision Pro 8. Okay. Something like that. You know, I always thought they should have called them the eyeglasses.
Yeah. That's smarter.
Wouldn't that be something? Is it the Vision Pro?
And we learned last week what I stands for, like innovative, individual, internet, not inexpensive, all the eyes.
You know, it reminds me of the joke that's been going around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay. That Apple has announced a new gadget for women.
What is it?
It's called the Iron.
It took me a second to get that. That's sexist. She told that joke.
I know.
Not me.
I know.
She told it.
I know. It's been going around a long time, but I can say that because I'm a woman.
Right.
Okay.
Do you do your own ironing?
You know what I have at the house? This thing is phenomenal. It really is great.
Okay.
Like, I mean, look at this jacket. It looks like it just came out of the dry cleaner,
yeah.
Right? Okay. I bought a Samsung dresser.
Okay. Gonna tell me, fill me in.
Okay. Samsung dresser is this. I have it in the laundry room. When next time you come over to the house, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
You take something that you would take to the dry cleaner.
Right.
Okay. And you put it in this gadget. You hit a button that says dry clean. And it freshens it up. It cleans
How
it up.
How big are we talking?
It's probably about 2 feet wide and 6 feet high.
Oh, that's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got to put pants in it and hang the pants.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And so if there's anything that you want to take to the dry cleaner, you just put it in there and it only does 3 garments at a time.
That's enough.
Right. So it's kind of like your outfit.
You got a shirt,
yes.
A jacket, pants.
Exactly.
That's enough.
So I just threw that in there this morning. Well, I was taking a shower and then you come and it's all just beautiful.
How often do you use it and what did it cost?
Well,
if you're recommending it.
I probably use it. I use it once a week, okay. Twice a week.
Okay.
Depending upon, you know, what I have going on. And I still take clothes to the dry cleaner though.
Really? See, now that's defeating the purpose.
No, because I like, this is like a personal pet peeve of mine. I like sheets that are dry cleaned, like pressed and ironed. Like when you go to a hotel.
Like a hotel, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I just, that's my thing. I love sheets.
And you don't want to sit there and iron your own sheet?
No, I don't.
I don't even know how to iron a sheet. Would you put it on your kitchen table?
I think you'd put it on the ironing board.
That's so small though. The sheet is so big. Obviously, I've never ironed a sheet.
Anyway, the Samsung dresser, it's about $1,200.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I thought it would be way more.
And when I first saw it, I was in London. If you ever go to London, they have this place called the Samsung Experience.
Okay.
Where they show you like their most innovative products. And then I saw it there and I was like, I have to have
I'm already
this.
Ordering it.
I want this. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about ghost kitchens.
Yes.
Okay? So say what is a ghost kitchen?
So a ghost kitchen is if you go on a delivery app, they're going to be through delivery apps or Uber Eats, anything like that, where it's a restaurant that serves specialty. Usually it's one item per restaurant, like a burger shop or a taco shop. But in true fashion, it's not what it thinks to be. They're just making the food at a restaurant you've been to probably 1,000
exactly.
times.
Exactly. Ghost kitchen. And they're making a ton of money at that.
Are they? They're working.
Yes. And then I'm going to talk about Facebook using all your images for AI. And then I've got like this fun little thing at the end you're not going to want to miss here on Kim Komando Today. Hey, it's Kim Komando Today. Just a quick reminder that this is available as a video cast. Is it called a video cast? Or is it just streaming?
Streaming video?
Live streaming video. Or a podcast that is...
That's definitely a podcast.
That's a podcast. Yes, that's true. I'm just teasing, of course.
It's called an audio bucket cast.
That too. I actually got an email from somebody the other day that said they didn't know what a podcast was.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, in the newsletters, we're always pitching the podcast.
Right. Like,
but what is a podcast?
How can you be reading a technology newsletter
no idea.
Daily and not know what a podcast is?
Do you remember when you were talking about how appliances are male or female?
Yes.
Okay. This guy sent me a note. I don't have it in front of me, but I read it this morning and I actually laughed out loud while I was drinking my tea.
Which was?
His name was Diego. Diego sent this in. I think his last name starts with an I. So Diego I. He said that we were talking about here on the podcast whether appliances are male or female. And he actually said that his appliances are female.
Why?
Because he puts his meat inside.
Oh, God.
I was like, Diego.
Diego's looking a little blue this week.
Exactly.
It was funny, though.
All right. So speaking of kitchens.
Yes. There was a viral video of a woman basically saying, she didn't realize that when she was ordering from these, what she thought were mom and pop, independent little restaurants, that she was really ordering food from huge chain restaurants that just changed the name. Now, the question is, are they trying to deceive you? Do they call their restaurant the Sugar Shake Shack and not Denny's because they think you won't order from Denny's, but you will order from something that you think is local?
Which I think... That's 100%. Like there is on, I know this is like so central to Phoenix that we're talking about, but around 40th Street and Indian School, if you go on to like Postmates or DoorDash or anything like that, there are like six different Thai restaurants.
All in one corner?
All in one shop.
Wow.
Okay. And so it's like, you know, tasty Thai food and then like, you know, Forgotten or whatever it may be.
That's a good one. If you just made that up, I'm very proud of you.
I just made that up.
Okay. And it's all one restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same address.
It's all the same address. So that's how I found out. I went in and I found some of our local ones. This is just going to be local to the Valley. They're actually all in my neighborhood, on my side of town.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you the restaurant on the app and you have to try and guess where it's really coming from. There's a burger joint that has different style of meats in their burgers. It's called Wild Burger. Where do you think that really is?
Wild Burger?
Wild Burger.
Like hamburgers and stuff?
It's actually Buffalo Wild Wings. So you think you're ordering from this boutique burger place, but it's actually Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. All right.
There's a grilled cheese shop called The Meltdown.
Okay.
Where are you really ordering from?
Applebee's?
Close. Denny's.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Really?
$14 grilled cheese sandwiches that are coming from Denny's.
I would have, you see, no, if it was at Denny's, I wouldn't even look at it.
Right. I think that's why they're doing it. We got the Burger Den, a build your own burger shop. Where do you think that is?
Build your own burger shop. Wendy's?
Denny's again.
Oh.
It's Just Wings is a wing place in Gilbert. That's actually Chili's. Lenny's Burgers is actually Chili's.
Really?
Yes. NASCAR Chicken Tenders and Burgers. Where do you think that is? It's Chicken Tenders for the NASCAR fan in Chandler.
Oh, God. Chicken for the NASCAR fan.
It's called NASCAR Tenders and Burgers.
Talk about like target marketing.
Exactly. Well, I only like F1, so I cannot order from there.
I don't have no idea.
IHOP. International IHOP? House of Pancakes. The way you want to find this out, if you're dealing with the Ghost Kitchen, like if you're doing DoorDash, click on DoorDash, then click on the address, and then just paste that into the browser, and it's going to show and tell you what the real location is. Mr. Beast. You've heard of Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Kind of popular on the internet.
Yes.
He has Mr. Beast Burgers. They have multiple Valley locations. Where's that?
Arby's?
Bucca di Beppo Italian Restaurant.
Really?
Yes. Mr. Beast Burgers are coming out of Bucca di Beppo here in the Valley. Not even a burger place.
Which is like an average, really not very good Italian restaurant.
It's fine, but they don't serve burgers. They serve Italian food.
They serve chicken parmesan.
Do you think, though, just when it comes to business, do you think they should have to say where they really are coming out of? Or is it okay to call yourself it's Just Wings?
I mean, if it's good, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I would want to know if I'm getting a grilled cheese sandwich from Denny's.
I would too.
Because
I would.
You have a certain expectation of quality when it comes to the restaurant that you're going to go to. And at Denny's, it's diner food.
Have you ever gone to the Denny's on 7th Street?
Jenny's?
And Camelback?
I lived there during high school. Did you? Every single night I was there.
So is it true what they do on the weekends there? It's like big drag night?
Well, it's
drag queen night?
It's nicknamed Jenny's because there's a group called Voight Valley 1 in 10. It's a gay group, and they used to all meet there. They would have their Voight meetings there, and then it just became a popular place for the alternative and gay community to hang out. And yeah, it's true. I mean, I used to, during high school, I was there every single Friday and Saturday night.
Did you? Really?
It was so packed, and it was so wild at a Denny's. You would have to share your table.
Sure.
So if you sat down with three people and you were at a six top, they would tell you to sit on one side because they're going to see three complete strangers on the opposite side. And it was a party. It really was.
I'll tell you, sometimes when you go to those drag queen shows, they're beautiful.
Sure.
I mean, wow.
They tried to get competition, though. A place right across the street opened up called Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, did they?
Think of the name. And they tried to compete with the Denny's, and they didn't survive. They closed down.
All right, I have a really bad joke.
I can't wait.
Okay. Speaking of ghost kitchens.
Yes, I'm glad the tie-in. Very professional.
You see, been working a long time on my professional segues. What did the ghost say when it woke up with a bad hangover? What did the ghost say when it woke up with a bad hangover?
I had too much booze.
Yes.
Is that actually the punchline?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the worst punchline I could possibly come up with, and it's the one.
I know.
Genius. I'm figuring, we're only 2 weeks in, I've already figured you out.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, all right. Coming up, I'm going to talk a serious story about Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
And then
we're good serious.
And then later on, some tech phrases that people don't use anymore, like, did you make me a mixtape?
Ooh.
Okay.
People still make mixtapes.
Yes, they do.
But they're just emailed and not actually burnt
to a CD. Do you remember Frankie who worked here?
Yeah.
And then he went to go work for the Today Show and all this other stuff. You know, we were talking about mixtape. He had no idea what it was. He's like, what is a mixtape?
What a mixtape is.
Well, he was
What was he, 20?
12.
Yeah.
That's all.
Close enough. It's all the same.
All right. So don't leave us now. Hey, it's Kim Komando today. We're so glad that you're here with us. Just a quick reminder is that we would love for you to not only share it, but leave a comment or two. Say some kind words about the podcast, as well as you can do that on YouTube. let's see, we're on Rumble, we're on X, Twitter, whatever it is. Where else are we? Oh, Twitch.
Did you happen to look?
We got another viewer on Twitch.
Four? Were you four?
It was like, oh, the guy's name is Eco Tomatoes.
Eco Tomatoes. Welcome to the Twitch club. You're 25% of the Twitch audience.
We're so glad that you're there. We are.
Did you see the Facebook live feed from Friday last week?
No.
One guy commented 55 times.
Did he love it?
During the show. He was just having a conversation with us.
Oh.
In the comments. I'm sure he was thinking, well, obviously somebody's back there reading these. But they were all in real time. And he just kept on making
comments. Well, thank you for that.
I should have remembered his name. I can find
it. That was awesome.
It was very cool.
All right. So we are hiring somebody to do this.
Oh, nice.
So if you know anybody, send them over.
Somebody who wants to sit here and watch me? No, I don't know anybody.
nobody wants to do that. All right. So news out today that Meta, you know, Facebook, Instagram,
right,
that they are going to be using our images on Instagram to train its AI.
Well, now we had this story a couple of weeks ago where it was official that Google uses those security things. Like, you know, when you try to log into a website and it's like, show me the bike, show me the red light, you know, and you click on the squares that are actually a bike. They're using that information to teach their AI exactly. And their self-driving cars. So now Ben is jumping on board?
Yes. And here's their exact quote. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
On Facebook and Instagram, there are hundreds of billions of publicly shared images and public videos. The word public.
Two times.
Yes. Okay. Which we estimate is greater than the common crawl data set, and people share large numbers of public, notice that again.
This post was written by the lawyers.
Text posts and comments across our services as well. So we are going to be using, what's that word again?
Public.
Yes. Yes. Publicly available photos.
Well, they're not wrong, though. I mean, you give them the permission to make them public.
Right.
I mean, we can all go in there and steal the, well, borrow, use. I guess I could teach my AI with all those photos if I wanted to, but Facebook may have a better way of doing it, a little more streamlined.
Yeah, something like that. So what do you think they're using the AI? How are they using the photos, do you think?
I don't know. Probably for, obviously, artificial intelligence, imagery, graphics, creating. Stuff like that. Because, you know,
number of fingers came inside.
Just tell AI we only have 5 fingers.
Okay. Not 7 or 8.
What are they using it for?
That's exactly it. I mean, okay. That's what they say. And then, but also to like, I think at some point they're going to do like automatic tagging.
Okay.
Of people in photos.
So yeah, that my Shutterfly, I have the Shutterfly service and it already does that. Once you teach it, I'll upload like 10 photos and I'll tell it, this is my daughter, this is my daughter, this is my daughter.
Now it's going to happen.
And it'll go through all of them and find my daughter.
So what does AI do after a breakup?
I don't know. What does AI do after a breakup?
Machine yearning. Instead of machine learning, machine yearning, like yearning for that. I know that was a tough one.
Yeah.
The crowd's tough.
That was a bad one. I wonder how I didn't guess that one. That one hurt.
Oh, it hurt me too. Good thing we don't have ratings here.
Yeah, don't worry. No one heard it. Only 4 people on Twitch.
And one's called Ego Tomatoes. I mean,
he's probably laughing hysterically.
He is. All right. Coming back, I want you to think about some phrases that we don't use anymore because of technology. Can you think of one? Don't tell me right now.
All right. I'll think of one.
Just hold it.
I'll
just
come up with
it. Just hold that big one, that big thought right there.
Got it.
Yes.
So, machine yearning. Use that as my vision.
Oh, don't do that. Alrighty, it's Kim Komando today. Just a few things that we need from you. Number one is make sure that you sign up to win that free computer. You can get a $500 Mac, if you can find one, and a $500 Windows PC. Or you could get like 10 Chromebooks. I don't really care, okay? So just head over to komando.com/win. That's komando.com/win. And make sure that you share us out. Don't keep us to yourself. Because then when you share out this podcast, the stream, is that people are going to look at you differently. Right? I mean, they're going to say, whoa.
They are in the know.
So smart.
They are so informed. And they're such a giving person that they would share this with me.
So sweet.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to buy them a new Tesla. for sharing this program with me.
With full self-driving mode.
Absolutely.
Because I love them that much.
Don't need to transfer it. Just take it. Thank you so much for sharing this show.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention is that tomorrow's newsletter, Tuesday's newsletter, mm-hmm. is all about Facebook and Meta and Instagram using our photos. But I found the secret link. Shh, don't tell anyone. On how you can opt out.
Is it easy?
Well, not really.
I wouldn't put it on them to make it easy. They're probably going to make it as complex and hard as possible. Well,
you have to check. You have to check a whole bunch of boxes.
Okay.
And the boxes are still in that whole publicly available. So you need to make everything private, quite frankly.
You have to make everything private. Like only your friends and stuff like that can see it. Or like really private where really no private. One sees it.
No one sees it.
Well, then what's the point of putting anything
exactly.
on Facebook?
Well, because you want everybody to like it, right?
Yeah, or no. you want to share.
Okay, so roll down the window.
Yeah.
Do you still say that?
I absolutely do.
So do I.
Well, who wouldn't?
It's like, okay, roll down the window.
Right. I mean, obviously I'm not rolling it down. I'm pressing a button.
Right.
But I've also yelled at my children, don't roll down that window. And then they mock me for saying roll down.
God, he's so old.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Oh, whoa. Okay. When's the last time you said this? Just check the answering machine.
Oh, see, oh, it's voicemail. Right. And I turned off my voicemail, which people yell at me all the time.
Did
for.
You?
Yeah. I'm not going to check it. Just text me. If That's it's true. That important. And now they're like, oh, you can take your voicemail and get it turned into a text. Well, just text me because I don't want it. I don't want to have to check my voicemail. But answering machine, I mean, that's got to be late 90s.
Right.
I mean, that's forever ago.
Okay. Beep me.
Beep me? No. I don't even know if I use beep. Page me.
Page me.
Yeah, is how I did it. Yeah. Did you carry a beeper?
No.
You never did?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I was so excited when I was like 15 to get my first beeper.
You're like, oh, yes.
So cool. I'll stay connected. I got it from JJ, the king of beepers.
Oh.
Do you remember JJ, the king of beepers?
I think I do remember.
Because I'm the owner, and I'm the king of beepers.
What happened to JJ?
He went out of business when no one stopped, when people stopped buying. I've seen people still, they still carry a pager.
Doctors do.
Yeah.
Because of all the medical equipment, and they can't get through, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so we still have that. Dial 411.
Wow, that's been, remember when it cost money?
Yeah.
My dad used to yell at us all the time for dialing. We have a phone book. You don't need to call that 411. It's 98 cents a call.
You know, my mother was the systems developer of 411.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, when she worked for Bell Labs.
Was it her decision to make it cost money?
No, she would have given away it free.
Okay, good.
No, so she worked at Bell Labs. And so that's how we know, like she would come home and say, look, we are the only commandos in the entire country. You know, I mean, as far as like, just like our family and then our immediate relatives.
Right? You're the only commandos in the whole country?
Yes.
That's weird.
I know, isn't that something? Okay, I just have a few more. I need to find a payphone. Did your parents give you money to have in your pocket just in case you needed to make a phone call?
No, because we cheated. Okay. I would go to the payphone and I would dial a collect call to my dad. And then over the part where you recorded your voice to tell them, I would just give them the message. So it'd be like, you have a collect call from Dad, we're running late. We'll be home in 20 minutes. Would you accept these charges? And he would just say no and hang up.
Oh, God. That was ingenious.
Yeah, it was smart.
That was really good.
We did it all the time.
Get the film developed or don't waste the film.
My children just used a Polaroid camera for the first time like 2 weeks ago. Now, first of all, the film for a Polaroid camera is stupid expensive.
How much is it?
You get 10 photos for like $23.
No way.
Yes, 10 Polaroids.
So we are not wasting the Polaroid.
No, that was the rule. A person has to be in it. You can't just take pictures of the floor. There has to be a person in the photo. But they thought it was the coolest thing on the planet. And they were shaking the Polaroid after
really?
They took it. Oh, yeah. They went through four full things of, I mean, they're all pictures of me and Legos, but they loved it. They thought it was so cool.
Do they still use it?
Yeah, if I bought them more film, yes.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see, fast forward or rewind?
No, I still do that.
I think I still say that
too. How about this one? You know what? I'm gonna talk to him on the kitchen phone.
Oh yes, kitchen phone.
I remember like you'd get a call in the living room, and my mom would be like, "Oh, this is a private call," so you'd have to wait there and hold the phone, waiting for her to walk to the other side of the house to pick up the line to talk and make her a private call, and then I had to hang up. We never hung up. We just sat there and listened. So I saw this video on the internet. It said, do you get a lot of robocalls or phishing texts?
Okay.
And I was like, yes, I do. I get a ton. It's ridiculous. And they're like, the reason why is because your name has been leaked in one of these data breaches.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes. Or it could be on the data broker sites.
Okay.
Or the people search sites.
Because I get so
I have none. And I, they're not a sponsor of the show.
Okay.
I used to get a ton, but I don't get any anymore. I mean, none.
What'd you do?
Well, we have a sponsor, Incogni. And what they do is they get you out of all the people search sites.
Oh, how much is it?
I think it was like $75.
That's not bad.
Okay. And so like right now I'm out of 111 data broker sites. No, there's like 185 of these sites.
And you're out of most of them though.
Well, it's like, you know, it takes time.
Sure.
Okay. And then I'm on, I think now 28 data suppression sites. So what that means is that if they, they took me off of a list, the suppression lists that people sell to these data broker sites, like I'm on like, you can't even buy my name again.
Really?
Yes.
For $75.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
But I mean, it's, they're not a sponsor. Just making that clear.
They should be.
They should be. Tracy. So incogni.com and use promo code Kim60. Yeah, that's it. Kim60. And then you get 60% off.
I'm going to have to do this.
You really should.
Because on really the daily, weird. I get the text. Oh, your appointment was missed. Click here to reset it. Oh, your package didn't make it. Click here to track it.
You know
it.
What? They pretty much, and you have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're like, okay, we're going to work on this.
I definitely am going to try this out because I'm sick of these calls.
And it's one of those services that, you know, you get as, I'm sure you get them at KEZ too. It's like, you know, you're looking at the product and like every once in a while you're like, this is a home run.
Right.
This is a total home run.
This works.
Yes.
And you would steer us wrong. You would tell us if it was garbage.
I would. Exactly. Well, you wouldn't even hear them on the air.
Right.
They
exactly.
They wouldn't even make the cut because we've got a few of those that were like, not so sure they're going to get
nice
it.
Nice try.
Yes. Thanks for trying to squeeze at it. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow, you know, we have a psychic.
Yes, I saw.
Do you have a question?
No, because I don't believe in it.
Oh.
Do you? You believe?
You know, I go back and forth.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I don't know how honest you want me to be when it comes to mediums, because I could be pretty honest.
You should be.
Okay.
100% tomorrow.
All right. I will.
Okay. If she could give us winning lottery numbers.
Yeah, but that's not what mediums do.
Yeah, that's true.
The people on the other side don't have the winning lottery numbers.
No, she's not a medium. She's an astrologer. I don't know. She's, when you ask her questions, she'll tell you the future.
This is the best tease you're going to get on this show. This is the best we can do, is possibly something's going to happen on the show tomorrow.
And you're going to love it. I mean, the jokes will get better. Machine yearning. All right. Maybe not. Okay. So thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.